The Boeing MAX 8, safe to keep flying?
Pressure is really mounting on the FAA.
Nancy Pelosi says no to impeaching the president.
Divides the country, unless there's some conclusive evidence.
New problems with faulty airbags.
As many as a million Hondas are reportedly going to be recalled again.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One by one, countries and carriers are grounding Boeing MAX 8 planes after Sunday's crash in Ethiopia that killed 157 people. But U.S. airlines are still flying the 737s, and pressure is growing on lawmakers to take action. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at Washington's Reagan International Airport.
Aeromexico and Aerolíneas Argentinas are among the latest of more than two dozen carriers to temporarily stop flying the MAX. In the U.S., Southwest and American Airlines, which operate two of the largest 737 MAX 8 fleets, are still flying them. United Airlines is continuing to operate the longer 737 MAX 9. The FAA says it does not have enough data from Sunday's crash to take action yet, but will if the investigation indicates the need to do so. Flight attendants unions pushed back against the FAA and the airlines.
We need to hear from the FAA with transparency here about what steps they're taking to address the concerns of the public and the crews who are working on these planes.
Some passengers are worried, too.
I am looking at making sure that I'm not going to put myself on a 737.
Said a little prayer and got here safe.
One woman asked Southwest on Twitter how to find out what plane she's traveling on for a flight in May, saying she doesn't want to fly on a 737 MAX. Southwest responded, stressing the safety of its operation, saying it had no plans to stop operating its MAX jets.
The FAA says it expects to mandate design changes, including software updates to the MAX, as soon as next month. American investigators are now part of a team combing Sunday's crash site in Ethiopia, trying to figure out what triggered the plane to go into a nosedive 6 minutes after takeoff. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is no fan of the president's, but impeachment? She says she won't go there. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is at the White House with details.
Any proceeding to remove the president would originate in the House, and the most powerful person in that body says it's not worth it. Speaker Pelosi told the Washington Post Mr. Trump may not be fit for office in any way, but barring an overwhelming case, one that's supported by members of both parties, she believes impeachment would be too divisive for the country. Pelosi later told reporters on Capitol Hill,
I just don't believe in it. They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country.
Beyond quelling the demands for impeachment within her own caucus, the tack of the top House Democrat may be aimed at steering progressive voter energy toward next year's election. Then the people would have the power to remove or to reelect the sitting president. Deborah?
With Venezuela continuing to descend into chaos, the U.S. has decided to withdraw all diplomatic personnel from the country. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Some desperate Venezuelans have resorted to sporadic looting as the typically short supply of food and medicine becomes even harder to get. They're forced to search for water, too, people say, since the pump stopped working. The blackout's effect has been devastating for the country's hospitals, where doctors perform surgeries by flashlight. Opposition groups estimate 17 people have died from lack of proper care.
Opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for more protests in Venezuela today. It's a potentially pivotal day for Brexit. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
17 days before Britain leaves the EU, and Prime Minister Theresa May now says she's won some last-minute concessions that should, this time, get her deal through Parliament. But EU leaders continue to insist the deal itself remains unchanged. So will Mrs. May's Brexit deal pass later today?
I think it's very unlikely because, to use her favourite phrase, nothing has changed.
Hardline Brexiteer Mark Francois, if British lawmakers do defeat the Brexit deal today, then they'll vote later this week on whether to leave Europe without a deal or to postpone Brexit for a few weeks or months. A protester outside Parliament, but stopping Brexit is not on the parliamentary menu, at least for now. Deborah?
The fix could be a problem for cars with Takata airbags. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has the details.
As many as a million Hondas are reportedly going to be recalled again. These are vehicles that were repaired early in the process and may have faulty replacement parts. The recalls expected to include a wide variety of Hondas from the 01 to 2010 model years. That includes top names like the Civic, Accord, and HR-V. Honda's been impacted by this recall more than any other car maker.
At least 23 deaths have been blamed on the faulty airbags. Hundreds of people were injured. Two top executives at Google lost their jobs over claims of sexual harassment. Now, a newly unsealed lawsuit claims they didn't make their exits empty-handed. Shareholders accuse parent company Alphabet of negotiating a $45 million payout to senior VP Amit Singhal and $90 million to Andy Rubin, who headed Google's Android division. Just days after he completed community service for a rampage in New York City, Conor McGregor's run into trouble in Florida. CBS's Steve Futterman.
He is the best-known mixed martial arts performer. But Conor McGregor apparently did not want a fan to take a picture of him on a smartphone. He allegedly slapped the phone away from the fan, then stomped on it. It all took place outside Miami Beach's Fontainebleau Hotel. Police have charged the 30-year-old McGregor with felony strong-armed robbery and misdemeanor criminal mischief.
You might not know the name, but you know the sound. Hal Blaine, a drummer who played with musicians and groups from Simon and Garfunkel to Elvis and the Beach Boys, has died. Blaine played on 40 number one hits. In 1966, he provided the beat for the Mamas and the Papas. Another 60s favorite, the Byrds, owed some of their success to the Hall of Famer. Hal Blaine was 90 years old. A comedian is trying to rebuild her brand after fallout over a photo with President Trump's severed head.
You know, overnight, I became Hanoi Jane.
Kathy Griffin says she was a victim of a smear campaign coordinated by the White House. She says she was investigated by federal authorities, placed on a no-fly list, and sidelined from comedy.
I lost friends, including Anderson Cooper.
What was that like?
It was hard. I mean, I really, really loved him.
Now she says she's back, rebranding herself as a political comedian and debuting a new film, Kathy Griffin, A Hell of a Story. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Austin, Texas.
Bakers, beware. If you have any Pillsbury unbleached all-purpose flour in your cupboard and you bought it at a Publix or Winn-Dixie supermarket, it could be contaminated with salmonella. Hometown Foods, recalling bags with sell-by dates of April 19th and 20th. Of 2020. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.